Laura Boosinger, and we're going down the road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails of North Carolina, home to a rich heritage of America's traditional music. Do you know the legend of Tom Dooley? Do you know that he was a real person and lived in Western North Carolina? In 1958, the Kingston Trio recorded the most popular version of the song for Capitol Records. The recording sold in excess of 6 million copies, bringing the ballad to a wider American audience. The Grammy Foundation named it one of the songs of the century.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain, there I took her life. Met her on the mountain, stabbed her with my knife.
But what really happened? According to traditional North Carolina ballad singer Bobby McMillan, the Tom Dooley story is based on a murder that was committed by Tom Doola, sometimes locally pronounced Dooley, a Confederate Army veteran from Wilkes County. The Kingston Trio's rendition of the song was based on a ballad that Frank Prophet of Beech Mountain, North Carolina, had recorded in the 1930s or 40s. According to Frank Prophet Jr., his father learned about the Kingston Trio's rendition one Sunday evening when he saw them perform the song on the Ed Sullivan Show. It was quite a shock to him. Listen to Frank Prophet's version that started the interest in this mountain love story.
Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Larry Foster, poor boy, you're bound to die. You met her on the mountain, there you took her life. Met her on the hillside, you stopped her with a knife.
Doc Watson has a lot to say about the ballad. He grew up not far from where the murder took place. He learned the lyrics from his grandmother, who had first-hand experience with some of the players connected to the crime. Listen to Doc's family story.
Well, first I learned the melody that I use in some of the lyrics from my grandmother. Her folks knew, her mother and dad knew Tom Dooley's family. Hmm. And she told me a lot about that I know about the happening. And the Kingstons, in their narrative at the beginning, talk about the Eternal Triangle, but actually, from the story grandmother told, there was four people involved. There was two guys and two gals, and Tom Dooley was involved with both girls, and so was Mr. Grayson, mentioned in Tom Dooley's song.
Yeah.
And it was generally believed, and Tom Dooley swore that he never harmed a hair on Laura's head, that Annie Melton stabbed the girl, and Tom helped cover up the crime, and that and Annie Melton was in jail for a while.
Right.
And she made her brags that they'd never put a rope around her pretty white neck.
So, Now, your great-grandmother was actually there when she was dying.
Yes, she was, and all of the women claimed they could hear something in the room like hot stones being thrown into real cold water and like the flames of hell roaring and things like that.
Wow.
It was a scary time, and Annie told the women that there was something, if she knew she'd never get well, that she needed to tell them, but she was afraid to tell them that she might get well, and she didn't tell them. But before she died, she called her husband into the room and told him whatever it was. He never breathed it either, but he almost lost his mind.
And this version of the song actually comes down through your great-grandmother.
Yes, it does. The melody and most of the lyrics that I use.
Let's play it.
Or some of them, anyhow. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. You killed little Laura Fawn.
lost her, and you know you're bound to die. You took her on the hillside for to make her your wife. You took her on the hillside, and there you took her life.
According to Bobby McMillan, after the song reached the height of its national popularity, a local story was circulated around southwestern North Carolina that the basis for the song was, quote, that there was a guy named Bob Grayson who was in love with Laura Foster, and Tom was in love with Laura too. And they got in a fight, and somehow Laura was accidentally killed. They said Tom was hanged because of a misunderstanding. That was the story that came out when the Kingston Trio popularized the song. In reality, what happened, McMillan continued, was that before Tom Dula went to the war, he had an affair with a girl named Ann Foster Melton. Old man Wade Gilbert, he's the one who told me the story of Tom Dula, said his grandmother was with Ann Melton the night she died. While Tom was gone to the Civil War, Ann Melton married. When he came back and saw that she was married, he started seeing some of the other ladies in the community. One of them was Ann's cousin, Laura Foster. She lived up here in Caldwell County, but Tom kept up the affair with Ann Melton while he was at the same time seeing Laura Foster. It's been said that Ann Melton was jealous of Laura Foster. One morning, Laura took her daddy's mare and disappeared. The day that she disappeared, Tom had walked all the way to Caldwell County. He left his home the morning that Laura Foster was killed and he went down to the river. Laura took her daddy's horse and she came down to the river. Somebody saw her leaving home that morning and she told them she was running away from home to marry Tom. 2 days later, the mare came home, but Laura never did. They went hunting for her and couldn't find her for several months. The body was finally found in a shallow grave in the woods down there close to where she was killed in Wilkes County. Tom, in the meantime, had left the state. He went to Tennessee to work for a man named James Grayson. That's how the Grayson name got in it. Tom had worked for him for several days when two deputies came out of Wilkes County hunting for him. They actually came hunting for him before her body had ever been discovered. Grayson took the deputies and some other men and they located Tom. By the time they brought him back, they'd found her body. They accused him of the murder. They had one trial in Wilkesboro, the county seat, and I don't remember for what reason, but they threw it out, McMillan said. Then they bounded over in the court in Statesville, a couple of counties away, probably because they couldn't get a fair trial in Wilkes County, and they found him guilty. Most people in this area believe he was hanged in Wilkesboro on the Tory Oak, which goes back to the Revolution, but he wasn't. The second trial was in Statesville, and Ann Melton was in jail there too, accused with him. That jail's still standing. The night before they hanged him, he wrote a note exonerating Ann Melton from having had anything to do with it. But I think if she didn't do it, she had a hand in it. Tom was a fiddle player, and they say on the day of the hanging that he sat on his coffin and wrote it from the jail to the place of execution, a play in the fiddle. They said when he got there, he looked up at the scaffold and said, "Boys, if I'd have known you was going to hang me with a new rope, I'd have washed my neck this morning." Then he got up and made his little speech. He held out his hand and said, "Gentlemen, you see this hand as it trembles? I never heard a hair on that girl's head." And that was it. His sister and her husband, they was there, so they claimed the body and took it back to Wilkes County for burial. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
Down the road he come to the turn, rocks in a road as big as a churn. Down the road, I've got a sugar baby down.
Road on the Blue Ridge Music Trails is brought to you by the Blue Ridge National Heritage Area, the North Carolina Arts Council, and WNCW-FM.